Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. I'm pumped you're joining me today because we're diving into something really powerful. Forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, not another self-help cliche, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior or pretending it didn't happen. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of anger, resentment, and bitterness. Think of it as a mental detox, a way to clear out the negativity that weighs you down and keeps you stuck in the past. Ever feel like you're carrying around this invisible backpack full of baggage? You know, those grudges you hold onto, those what-ifs that keep replaying in your head. Well, forgiveness is the key to unlocking that backpack and finally letting go. And trust me, it's a game changer. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you practice forgiveness and move forward with more clarity, peace, and even joy. First, understand that forgiveness starts with yourself. We all make mistakes. We mess up, we hurt others, sometimes unintentionally. Holding on to guilt and shame only creates more suffering. Learn to forgive your past selves, acknowledge the errors, learn from them, and move on. You're not defined by your mistakes, but by how you choose to respond to them. Second, recognize that anger and resentment are just distractions. They keep you focused on what's wrong instead of what's right. Think about it. When you're consumed by anger, you miss out on the good things in life: a beautiful sunset, a heartfelt conversation, a simple moment of joy. Forgiveness allows you to reclaim your focus and appreciate the present moment. Third, remember that forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about choosing not to let it control you. Holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It ultimately hurts you more than them. You have the power to choose how you respond to situations. Choose peace, choose understanding, choose forgiveness. Fourth, practice empathy. Put yourself in the other person's shoes. They might be struggling with their own demons, making choices out of pain or fear. This doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you understand them better and cultivate compassion. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Finally, forgiveness is a process, not an event. It takes time, effort, and sometimes even professional guidance. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself a chance to heal, grow, and live a more fulfilling life. Let me tell you about this guy I know, Mark. He was holding onto this massive grudge against his former business partner after a messy split. Years went by, and he became bitter, cynical, even resentful towards everyone around him. He lost sight of the good things in his life, constantly replaying that past betrayal in his head. But one day, something clicked. He realized that holding onto this anger was like drinking poison, and expecting the other person to die, it was only hurting him. So, he started practicing forgiveness. It wasn't easy, but slowly, he began to let go of the resentment, replacing it with understanding and even empathy. Mark found peace, rediscovered his passion for life, and built new, stronger relationships. Remember, forgiveness is a powerful tool. It sets you free from the past, allows you to embrace the present, and opens up possibilities for a brighter future. Don't let anger and resentment hold you back any longer. Take the first step towards forgiveness. It might be the most liberating thing you ever do. So, what are you waiting for? Start practicing forgiveness today. It's not about condoning bad behavior, but about reclaiming your peace and choosing a path of joy and fulfillment. Share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of forgiveness. It could change their life. Until next time, keep staying sharp, stay grounded, and keep that stoic edge.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.